council themselves have fined 86,000 at least, and as their estimates were underestimated in the past for other traffic lights in Inishowen. So I don't know if that's the final figure. It could go up. What we're saying is, why not use that money, plus the development levies that they already raised, add the two together, and you would have the price of a permanent pedestrian footbridge. Mm-hmm. And if they can't find that development levies, if it's gone, we don't know where it's gone, and we've asked them for the money, and we've asked them where it went, and they weren't able to tell us, or they didn't want to tell us. But there is a proposal now for a meeting with the Minister for Transport and with the TDs, the local TDs, three of them, and the councillors, a deputation from the council.
Do we know how much is required here, say for the footbridge?
For the footbridge, there's the council last Monday told us that they estimated to be in excess of 300,000. We estimate in the Cockhill Bridge Action Group that, and we're meeting different engineering companies in the area, yeah, and they said they could do it for half the